Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of fire. Yeah. you for the rain. I thank you for the peace in knowing my trials don't come to stay. And I thank you that someday soon I've got heaven to gain. I just want to thank you, Lord.
Give me love in my heart. be praying. Keep me praying till the break of day. Give me joy in my heart. Keep me praising. Give me joy in my heart, Father, I pray. Give me joy in my heart. Keep me praising. Keep me praising till the break of day.
When I remember
dark places in my life, places I would never want you to go. I've been abused, I've been lied on, I've been talked about, misunderstood, but still God was always there. He picked me up and he brought me out. I never really felt I deserved his goodness or his grace, but that's the kind of God we serve. What a friend we have in Jesus. When everything that you worked for all of your life suddenly disappears, and you feel all hope is gone, and those that you confided in told everything you said, family members you thought would never leave you, they deceived you. When that happens, baby, it's all grace. It's all God. Now I want to tell you something. He's better than any doctor, better than any lawyer. He's better than any friend, because friends will deceive you. He's better than any lover that I've ever known. He's awesome. He's better than any psychiatrist, because he knows me from the inside. Oh, him, he'll never leave me. And let me tell you something else. You can never shock him. Anything that you do, I'm amazed that he loves me anyway. You see, by faith, I can come to you.
Till at last she knelt before his feet, and though she spoke no words, everything she said was heard. As she poured her love for the master from her box of alabaster, so I come to my praise on him like oil from Mary's alabaster box. So don't be angry
muted
if I wash his feet with my tears and I dry them with my not of this oil.
in my alabaster box. No one knows what you've been through. I can't forget the way life used to be, 'cause I was a prisoner to the sin that had me. Poured my life without measure into a little treasure box I thought I found. Oh, until the day when Jesus came to me and healed my soul with the wonder of His touch. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. Of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, the goodness of God. Your goodness is running I love you, Lord. For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able.
Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. This has been a rough morning, but we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Regardless of whatever happens, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer-Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and everyone this morning in the name of Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Ghost. Good morning, Holy Spirit. My comforter, my friend. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit. Spirit, we acknowledge your presence in our midst. We bless you, Spirit of the living God. You are welcome. Take preeminence in this service in the name of Jesus. Take preeminence in our lives. We surrender our lives to you, Spirit of the living God. Holy Spirit, breathe upon us. Release your breath upon each and every one of us. Release your breath upon the atmosphere that we're in our homes. Breathe in us. Release your breath in us. Resuscitate us. We need divine resuscitation. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We bless you. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. His Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. He multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Morning glory prayer service. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, we worship you. Almighty God, we glorify you, we honor you, we bless your name. We praise your name, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We adore you, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for watching us as we slept through the night. Thank you for keeping watch over our children, ourselves, our spouses, our household, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this breath that we breathe that is yours. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We honor you. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. If I had thousands and thousands and millions of songs and trillions and quadrillions, it is not enough day. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We bless your name and we honor you and we give you the glory. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of all our sins. Cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. Father, have mercy. Be merciful unto us in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Gloria masanderia koros tederia kaya masa. Be merciful unto each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy. Gloria mas anderia koromas teteria koromas teteria kaya masi. Mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us, O God. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy upon our siblings, O God. Have mercy, O God, upon us, O God. In the name of Jesus. Father, release the blood of Jesus upon each and every one of us. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus flow like a tsunami. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood flow, O God, in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies. In the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. We cover our children, grandchildren, spouses in the blood of Jesus, the work of our hands in the blood of Jesus, our transportation, our jobs in the blood of Jesus. We cover this day, O God, release the blood of Jesus, Father God, into your plans and purposes for us for this day in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood. Lord, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Almighty God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. Lord, we put the armor also on our children, our grandchildren, on every one of us here this morning, on our spouses, oh God, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you that you are a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, send your holy angels to assist us, minister to us, and do your biddings in our lives. Let your perfect will be done in our lives, O God. O Father God, release your peace that surpasses all understanding. In the name of Jesus, release your healing, O God, deliverance, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, sanctify us in your truth. Your word is the truth. Help us, O God. Holy Spirit, be with us, teach us, lead us, guide us. The word says, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Sharpen the gifts of the Holy Spirit in us, O God. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight, O God. Give us understanding and revelation, O God, of your word, O God. Help us, O God. We are weak, but you are strong, O God. Lord, we need you every second. We need you every minute. We need you every hour. When we try to make it on our own, we feel without God, we cannot do anything. And so, Lord, we just want to bless you. We want to bless you, O God. Forgive us, O God, for being anxious, O God. Forgive us, O God, for not trusting in you fully, 100%. Forgive us, O God, for not having that faith in you, O God, 100%. Without faith, you said it is impossible to please you, O God. Lord, forgive us. Lord, forgive us, O God. And Lord, forgive us, O God, for spewing out negativity. Give me our thoughts, O God. Let us speak blessings into our lives, into the lives of our children, even when they fall astray, O God, and even when we chastise them as parents. Father God, let us encourage them and speak words of blessings and not cursings, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, help us in our walk with you. Help us as ministers of the gospel, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And so, Almighty God, all we want to say to you, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning to each and every one of you. The Spirit of the Lord is taking me to Luke 7. Luke 7. Luke chapter 7. And we're going to Luke chapter 7, starting from verse 36, please. If you have it, just turn your Bibles to 7:36. Let's go over this and word by word, precept by precept, and I pray that the Holy Spirit minister to each and every one of us as we go over the word of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. This is Jesus now. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, but she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs. Hallelujah. Of her head, and kissed and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisees, which had bidden him, saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touches him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he says, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors, the one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me therefore, which of them will sin most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. And he turned unto the woman and said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I enter into thy house. Thou givest me no water for my feet, but she have washed my feet with tears and wiped them the hairs of her head. Thou givest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, have not ceased to kiss my feet. My head will fall, thou didst not anoint. This woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, but she loved much. But to whom little is given, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. There's another story with Mary, another Mary, with the alabaster, the oil. Jesus, hallelujah. One of the things, let's pray. Father, as I bring this word, I don't want to even think about human wisdom or my thoughts. Holy Spirit, take preeminence. Let me speak in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. This woman heard that Jesus was at Simon the Pharisee's house. She heard it. that you went there, oil, and went there. In the book of Luke, we look at Luke 7:37. She lived a sinful life. Simon the Pharisee sees her. He as a sinful person. He treats her, and he has so much condemnation. He even speaks these things in his heart. And Jesus, you know, he sees, he knows, he hears. Hallelujah. If he had his way, he wouldn't have even let this woman enter into his house. Hallelujah. This woman breaks every barrier. She wants to see Jesus. Jesus, one of the things, Jesus came on the sinners. God died, Jesus died for the sinners, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah. So when we think about this woman, she broke every protocol. Every protocol, and she came. Some of us will not even do that. We're so haughty. We're so proud. But this woman broke it. She heard Jesus was there, and she was not going to miss it. The Bible says she was a sinner. And being that she went to Jesus, if you notice, just as she was. Don't pretend. Went there, and she didn't even, she carried that alabaster box of ointment. Doing those days, that was an expensive, very, very expensive ointment. It's almost, it's in the box. When you go and look at the amount, it's almost a year's wages. This is something that she could have used for herself, but she released it to Jesus. She wasn't paying for her sin. No. That alabaster, or she used it on the feet of Jesus. He is so worthy. He is all worthy of praise, of glory. That's the way we treat Jesus, the way we act. We want all these things from God, but we don't want to give him our hearts. God looks at the hearts of man, think that God owes us something. We arrogant, we're full of pride, we got haughtiness. And then when things happen to us, our children, then we start crying, oh, please pray for this. But we don't even care. When after that problem is over, we don't care. Until you don't hear from the person, literally, until the next problem. Then you hear from them. Until the next problem, you hear from this. No thanksgiving, not to your pastor, your preacher, whatever. To Almighty God. Your pastor, your leader, is a representative of God. You're going with praises and thanksgiving, thanking God, hallelujah, for all that he's done and all that he's doing in your life. Look what she did. She wiped his feet, wash his feet with her tears. Hallelujah. That tears, and then wipe it with her hair. What does that mean? Your hair is your glory. That's humility. And she poured that oil. And then look at Simon, had the audacity to criticize and condemn this woman who came and gave it all to Jesus. All to Jesus, a sinner, a sinful woman, gave it all to Jesus. Truly sorry, wanted a transformation of her life. She said it all in her action. And then look what the Pharisees are doing. Simon, Amy didn't do what this lady did. We need to be very careful how we judge what we say. That the very people you're judging, those are the people who will be sitting right there, and you will be way behind. It's not because we pray every day 5 o'clock. You could pray every day 5 a.m. I could pray, and your heart is not right. Your heart right with God. See, this woman did not take a chance. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, get your heart right. There's no time to play church. Get your heart right. When we give God, we give him our best. And sometimes people won't understand. You don't owe no one no explanation. When you do things for God, you're doing it unto him. You don't owe nobody. You don't even need to say what you do, because you're doing it in the name of Jesus Christ. Not for because you want people to notice you. No. You do it in the name of Christ. Christ who sees it will reward you openly. How many of you are ready to release unto Almighty God? I give myself to you, Lord, for you to use me for your glory. I give myself to you, willing you to go above and beyond, giving your life. How many of you willing, apart from coming on the prayer line, willing to pray? I'm not talking about prayer line, I'm talking about personal time. If you are spending 10 minutes, you will spend 15 minutes. Do you know a lot of pastors don't even pray, don't have prayer time? A lot of them doing the moving here up and down, and they don't have that intimate moment with God. You need to spend time with him to get to know him. The Bible said Moses knew his ways and the children of Israel his acts. God wants you to know his ways and his acts. Hallelujah. Come closest to him. He wants us to come closest to him. When you get to know him, no one will fool you about who God is. Seriously, because once you start studying and getting to know him, spending time in his presence, if the more time you spend with a person, you get to know them more. I'm talking about generally speaking. So just imagine the more time you spend with God to know him more. Sacrifice that time. It is a corporate time when we come with each other. But sacrifice this time when you do a one-on-one. Get up 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. Take an hour. Spend time or 2 hours. Spend time. Get off the prayer line. And if you're not working, spend that time to marinate in his presence. That's why sometimes I get off the prayer. I don't have time to answer the telephone when I get off the prayer line. You can't get off the prayer line instantly and answer the telephone. No way. Especially the kids' school is closed. Get off the prayer line before I even have to see up on my grandkids. No, I have to go back into the presence of the Lord to get replenished, to get refilled. Hallelujah. I love to be in the presence of the Lord. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you, Lord, that you put this sinful woman in the Bible for us to have as an example. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. But to use this woman as an example, Lord, so that every barrier protocol can be broken, that we can come to Jesus just as we are, that we can come with hearts of humility and give our best to come with a repentant heart, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you that we can apply these scriptures to our lives. We thank you, Lord, that we can use these scriptures to encourage others. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your grace, and we thank you, Lord, for your mercy. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless each and every one under the sound of my voice and their families. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Is there someone on the line that had a significant dream? If you had a dream that you know was significant, text me, please. If there's someone on the line that have a prophetic word for someone on, if you have a word that has been stirring up in your belly and you're on the line, please press 1 or on the, if you're on the radio, press 1. If you're on the prayer line, I will open the line, and all you have to do is to say amen in the name of Jesus. Those on the radio, I hear it in the spirit, man. On the radio, press 1. If you have a prophetic word, press 1. If you had a significant, I'm not talking about crazy dreams. I'm talking about significant dream that you want, that the Lord has released into your spirit, man. Please press 1. I mean, not press 1. I will open the line, and you can say amen.
Conference unmuted.
Anyone? Okay. All right. There's no one. Okay.
Conference muted.
Okay, since there's no one, because I feel it in the spirit, but sometimes people are private, and that's okay. Let's say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all, and to all the fathers out there, have a happy, happy Father's Day. God bless you. And to the mothers that have been fathers, happy day also. God bless you. We love you.